his soon return. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. 1 John 3, verse 2. He will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body, by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself. Philippians 3:21. Life is not easy. Life is never easy. Life is full to the brim with sufferings of the body and disappointments of the heart. We suffer in many ways. Pain, wounds, hurts, sickness, disappointments, and more pain. As we draw ever closer to the fast approaching return of the Lord Jesus, our heart fluctuates between his glorious appearing in the clouds and concerned thoughts in our hearts about our readiness to meet him. We long to hear his voice proclaiming, "Well done! Enter into the joy of your Lord." Nothing gives us greater sorrow than a knowledge of our lack and failure. Despite years of child training, how little we have been conformed into his likeness. The scriptures are abundantly supplied with the glories of heaven. But we are strangers and sojourners, foreigners and ambassadors in a strange land. For our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. During our earthly walk, we only see heaven and its glories through a glass darkly. Eye has not seen, and it hasn't entered into the heart of man the glories that await. We can hardly begin to appreciate the glory of God and the wonders of heaven. So we can scarce comprehend the magnificence of Christ and the joys that lie ahead. Oh, how little we really know of these great spiritual truths and of eternity with him. How impossible to conceive or understand of the inheritance that awaits his own. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known. Yet these truths are binding on the heart of God, as the blood-drenched cross. These promises are solid and as secure as Christ, the rock of our salvation. Time, with all its constrictions and pressures, press in on every side. Senses of the body and imaginations of the mind bring their relative tensions. The frothy, superficial world of material things helps to tarnish foundational truths, and a Christ-rejecting sinful world exhausts the soul's hope through its ongoing harassments. And our body is a body of humiliation, dragged down by disease and age. And our frame of frailty and weakness can oft-times give way to temptation. Weariness of body, sickness of mind, frustration of the soul and hurt to the heart fuse together. All combine to draw our attention and focus on self, self-interest, self-pity, self-indulgence. Just self. Worries, angers, anxieties, vexations, disappointments and busyness of life unite. They integrate to draw our attention away from the one who sustains all life. We search in the wrong places for satisfaction during our sojourn on this fleeting mortal coil. We search here and there for relief, instead of searching out the person of Jesus. For he alone knows the answers to all our investigations and questionings. He alone is the answer to the longings of our heart and the searchings of the soul. It will not always be like this. Life will not always be restricted inside this mortal frame. One day, in the twinkling of an eye, we shall all be changed into his likeness. One day we shall see the Lord and know that we are known by him. One day we will put off the terrestrial and step into the garments of the celestial. One day, and one day very soon. The Lord is coming to take us to be with himself. This truth is as binding on the heart of God as the blood-drenched cross. Our bodies of humiliation are to be made like unto his glorious body. Our vision is to be full and free. Our understanding is to be complete. Our relationships with each other and with him are to be intimate and satisfying. And these truths are as binding on the heart of God as the blood-drenched cross. To this end, we have already been made children of God, partakers of his life. And the whole of creation groans to see the day when we shall be brought into glory. Yet the full magnificence and wonder of this awaits us in hushed anticipation. Heaven holds hidden in its golden hand many unfulfilled promises. Time and sense as we know it, with all its constrictions and pressures, will be changed. The years that the locusts have eaten will be replaced with the riches of his grace, and evenings of tears and disappointments are to be replaced with mornings of love and joy. Oh, heaven does indeed hold many promises, promises of freedom from sickness and sin, promises of joy everlasting. And as with Abraham and the saints of old who have not yet received the promise, the time for his appointed return will come, and it will not be delayed. The Lord's return for his little flock is yes and amen in Christ Jesus. And the greatest joy will be to see him as he is, and to be made like unto him. And these truths are as binding on the heart of God as the blood-drenched cross. Beloved, we are God's children now. And what we will be has not yet appeared, but we know that when he appears we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. He will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body, by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself.